welcome you in the name of the Lord. I see just a couple of announcements I probably need to stress. Board of Elders, meet at 11:30 a.m., youth meeting at 5 p.m., and garage sale is this weekend, so you can bring things in anytime.
Let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father. seeking His grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism, you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Like newborn infants, hallelujah, long for the pure spiritual milk of the Word. Hallelujah.
Sing the life of God our strength. Shout for joy to God and Jacob.
In distress you called and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder.
I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.
Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. With honey from the rock I would satisfy you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Like newborn infants, hallelujah, long for the pure spiritual milk of the Word. Hallelujah. Among them round about, and behold, there were very many,
on the surface of the valley, and lo, they were very dry. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, that you may come to life. I will put sinews on you, make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, that you may come alive, and you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was noise. And behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, sinews were on them, and flesh grew, and skin covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they come to life. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life, and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. And he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope has perished. We are completely cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your grave and cause you to come up out of your grave, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord. When I have opened your graves and called you to come up out of your grave, my people, I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life. And I will place you on your land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle lesson for today is taken from 1 John chapter 5. For whoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with water only, but with water and with blood. It is the Spirit who testified, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and the three are in agreement. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For the testimony of God is this, that he has testified concerning his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has a testimony in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, their sins have been forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they have been retained." But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples were saying to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the hands, the imprint of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nail, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." After 8 days, his disciples were gathered, were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the door having been shut, and stood in their midst, and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach here with your finger, and see my hand, and reach here your hand, and put it in my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believing." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who do not see and yet believe. Therefore, many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." This it is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You say the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge.
Our text is a gospel lesson for today. We have it in front of you. We've also supported a prayer reading this morning. We'll follow the course of prayer. In Christ Jesus, fellow victors in Christ. This happened Sunday evening, Easter Sunday evening, when the disciples and many other disciples apparently were there gathered with them, hiding behind locked doors. They'd heard what happened. Mary told them, saw the Lord. The disciples from Emmaus said they had seen the Lord. Peter and John told their story, but they couldn't believe it. They were scared to death. They were so afraid they didn't know what to do, hiding behind locked doors, and then suddenly there is Jesus. Unbelievable. And a ghostly thing, like Ezekiel breathing here, the bones coming together. And there is Jesus in front of them. Luke says they were terrified when Jesus stood in the middle of them. Terrified. But why should they be? Do we look at them and we see a picture of ourselves, don't we? Last time I preached, it was about a going away dinner for Jesus in Simon's house, and I compared the people there with us. And now we compare the disciples with us. They should have known. Within the last few weeks, Pastor Dave had the reading two different times, "Behold, we're going up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man is going to be delivered over to the Gentiles. He's going to suffer and die," he told them. And what else did he tell them? "And I'm going to rise." He told them. He told them he was going to rise again. Did they believe it? They were weak in their faith. They couldn't comprehend that. Even the enemies heard it. Remember? Yes, Pilate. "Hey, we need to guard that tomb because what he said is going to rise again in 3 days." But the disciples forgot all about it. So quickly, we forget. We have our fears, and we forget that Jesus is the one to answer them. He said, "Fear not. Don't be afraid." Always when the angels would appear to somebody, when Jesus appeared, "Peace, don't be afraid. Bethlehem plains to the shepherds. Don't be afraid. Fear not. I have good news of great tidings." And now Jesus comes in and says, "Peace be unto you." Matter of fact, in his exhortation here, he has two things: peace and power. He's offering peace, first of all, because I have risen from the dead, but then the power because the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you and give you the power to be my witnesses wherever you are in the world. But for this text to really mean anything to us, we have to put ourselves in place here. Put ourselves there also that we've been there. We've been there. We were there when they crucified the Lord. Pastor Dave took us there for 6 weeks. Where we heard, we went point by point to Gethsemane. Go to dark Gethsemane, and we went there. We went through the commandments again during these services to show us our sin, how we needed that Savior, how we needed forgiveness. And then he showed the resurrection last Sunday. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. We heard that message. But still, sometimes we get a little weak looking around us in the world today. The world is in bad shape. It's a scary time to live. I don't deny that. And I don't doubt that, and I know you know it. Scarier than any time in my life. There is somebody back there that's older than me. I can't quite see her, but we've been around a long time, and yet there was never a scarier time than today. I lived through World War II. I can remember we had no radio, no phone when the attack on Pearl Harbor. Our neighbor walked a mile down, tell us that we had war with Japan. But nothing was as scary as it is today. The world today is so fragile. When I started my ministry, there was a big thing going on because of the Cold War. The Cold War, people by the thousands and thousands were building fallout shelters. Any of you remember? Such a big thing, fallout shelters for when the nukes hit. But then there were not even any threats. Today, there are threats on all sides. The Premier of Russia said, okay, if you give me more bad time in Ukraine, I'm going to use the nuclear bombs. China keeps telling us they have them. North Korea keeps threatening. Iran now, about to have theirs ready to go. And not only that, remember what happened on 9/11 when 19 people snuck into our country? The calamity. Now we have millions sneaking into our country. The last 3 months, 24,000 able-bodied men from China. Remember when one on an athletic team would try to defect from China and all the terror it caused over one? But here we have thousands coming into our country. China's not upset about it. Wonder why. Wonder why. And we have from all of our enemy countries coming into our land. And who knows what's going to happen. So it is time to fear and tremble. But we can't hide behind locked doors because it's not going to save us. The disciples were behind locked doors, but there Jesus showed that he can overcome everything. And he suddenly was there and appeared unto them. But as we see what happened here, the fear in them and how they needed that power that Jesus was giving them, we should realize that we need that power today. We need that peace. We need to know that Jesus did die and rise again, and that he promised that he's going to come again to get you and me. The disciples were amazed when he said to the wind and waves, "Peace, be still." Did he have that power? But that's the same one that says to you and to me, when we have those fears of what's happening in the world, "Peace, be still. I have come for you. I have redeemed you. I have kept you in my hand." And the Bible says, very simply, when they finally realized it was Jesus, they were glad. It sounds kind of weak, doesn't it? Then were the disciples glad when they'd seen the Lord. But it means at peace. At peace, I'm glad. Psalm 16, the Easter Psalm, says, "They fill our hearts with gladness." That's the greatest joy you can have, is to be glad in the Lord, to be glad that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who died and rose again, is coming again for us. We heard him speak from the cross. The words that the devil thought was victory, was defeat, it was victory. "It is finished. The battle is over. I have defeated." And then he bowed his head and gave up the spirit. But you and I still have our lives to live. And as we look We need you. We need that peace and that comfort every day. I know there are people here that are still mourning the death of loved ones. But the joy of that is Easter Sunday. The victory in Christ. You're lonely because you don't have the presence of the loved one, but the victory is there, and that person is out of this veil of tears and done with the fight. So as you look at yourself, you need the Lord every day. You need that power and that peace. As you go through life, whatever the trial, the tribulation you might have that thorn in the flesh you think is like Paul's. And every day, why, Lord, why? Why? Why me? But our response should be, why not me? We have deserved nothing but death and damnation. But by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have come to know Jesus as Savior. And now we have assurance of that peace in the Lord and that power of the Holy Spirit resting upon us. But we're getting old. We're getting old. You know, some fear aging. The little child fears aging. When they have to go to kindergarten, our youngest son, it was unbelievable to get him. He couldn't go. I can't go. And they're scared to death. And they get there, they're very happy. You know, but to make the move. Some people are afraid to get married because they've seen marriages that didn't work and they're afraid to make that move. Or afraid to go to college because they might not pass. Or afraid to take a new job. We have fears every day in our lives as we age. And the only way to deal with our fears is back to Calvary, to the resurrection, and to the peace and power of our Lord and Savior. So, some people, they lost their job. You're fired. Or maybe they didn't say it. They said you're laid off. You're overqualified. All kinds of reasons why. And you don't know where to go. Go to Jesus. Go to Jesus and say, Lord, here I am. You told me you are my refuge and strength, that never failing help in trouble. Therefore, be with me and guide me to do something, whatever it is. Maybe the job isn't the one I want. Maybe it's something I thought was a menial job, and maybe that's exactly where you need to be. To be dependent upon the Lord, and that's what it's really all about. Or others retired, and first they couldn't wait to retire, and then after they retired, all of a sudden they're looking at their retirements, and the markets go up and down, all of a sudden they are IRAs dip down to nothing, and say, how am I going to make it? With the Lord, trust in Him. He will never fail you. Be that recipient of His refuge and strength, and He will give you the peace and power to see through it. But your marriage maybe is not perfect. I tell you about a couple who came to me over 40 years ago. They'd been married 50 years and said, Pastor, we're having trouble. Our marriage is totally falling. I was amazed. I couldn't believe it. And what? Well, let's sit down and talk about it. You tell it. Okay, so finally he wouldn't, so she did. It's when we went to San Francisco. And I found out this was about 10 years before. I think it was their 40th wedding anniversary. We went to San Francisco. I wanted to ride on the cable cars, and you wanted to go down to the fish markets. And that's where we went. That was it. And this was dwelling within them for 10 years, tearing them apart. I almost had to laugh. It was hard not to laugh because I was had pictures of
some kind of adultery and all kinds of things that might be going on. And something so simple, but it showed the necessity of husband and wives to be able to communicate. That to remember that we did not marry a perfect spouse, even if we think we are the perfect spouse, but we married sinners. And we have to adjust and go together and let Christ be the center of the home. Share with him the little problems and the big ones, because you see how these little ones grow up to be bigger ones. So we need that peace and that power. We turn to the Lord and think everybody's picking on us. Nobody really understands us or respects us. We're the ones that do all the work in the church. Nobody else wants to help. And pretty soon we're kind of putting ourselves on a pedestal instead of looking at ourselves as servants of the Lord. And that's what we're really here for, is to serve Him. What did He say in our text? As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And He gave them the power of the Holy Spirit, the power to forgive sins and to retain sins, and the promise that He would be with them always, even to the end of the world. That's the same Lord that comes to us today, whatever our situation in life. No matter how low we feel, no matter how low we have sunken in our pathway to sin, we know that our Father in heaven is there with His love and mercy and forgiveness. The one that sent His Son to suffer and die to pay for our sins, He now has promised us that He will be with us every step of the way through our lives, whether it's easy walking or tough walking. And today it is tough walking for almost everybody, but He is there as your refuge and strength. And He says to you and to me again, peace with you, peace be unto you, you shall receive power. Be still and know that I am God. And now may that wonderful peace with God that we have through the forgiveness of our sins in Christ Jesus hold us steadfast in faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Could we have the offering blessed? The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
And give thanks to the Lord.
General prayer. Prepare a church for today. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks because you are good and your loving kindness endures forever. At times we find ourselves distressed, but you are our refuge and strength. We place our trust in you, not in politicians, army, or wealth. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Father, remember that you have wandered from the household of faith. Some have sorrowful over children, grandchildren, and other families. They are spiritually like dry bones. Breathe spiritual life into their souls that they may live again. Make them to see that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and to love Him with all of their heart. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, You appoint rulers and officials for the sake of order and peace. Bless those You have placed in authority in federal, state, and local government. Give to them the desire to serve with integrity and honor and to work for the benefit of all. Especially we think of Mike, our governor, Joe, our president, and Jared, our mayor. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Blessed Lord, as Your Son's wound brought gladness and peace to the troubled disciple, give Your present comfort and healing to the troubled in our midst. The family of Jerry Gray, Mary Butler, Greg Garrison, Mark Gray, Bill McGuire, Kathy Gray, Glenn Tabor, and Kathy Davis, as well as the shut-ins, Jen, Sandy, Peggy, Bill, Galen, Brian, Jeanette, Bill, and Helen, as well as the military of those that are serving our country. Also for Joshua Shaw, who is Pastor Dave's friend, who has been diagnosed with lymphoma. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, give us all things good and beneficial to us and to our salvation, and keep us from all things harmful. Through Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Savior, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right
and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, O Lord, the Holy Father, the Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings You so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for Your boundless love shown to us when You sent Your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on Him our sins, giving Him into death, that we might not die eternally. Because He is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns into all eternity. And all who believe in Him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all of the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying,
Amen.
thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Mercy on us, Lord, we pray.
God, that you have refreshed us through this solitary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Keeps him on his toes, what comes next.